I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is a co-host for MLB Network's Intentional Talk, which airs weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern time on, of course, MLB Network. And listen to his weekly podcast, Caught Listening, available on iTunes. Our friend Chris Rose joining us to talk a little baseball here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Not much, bud. We were talking yesterday and today about this conspiracy theory that Bryce Harper shaved his beard for that Yankee game to win over the Yankee brass. Do you give that theory any credence?
Next question.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Listen, if the Yankees make a move to get rid of Stanton at the end of the year and open up some dough, and they're interested in pursuing him for the next 10 years, to have him under contract for the next 10 years, then so be it. The thing I like about Bryce Harper, and we talked about this on Monday's show, was the fact that he did kind of change things up. He's been struggling immensely in June. It has been a terrible, terrible month for him. And so sometimes ball players in their little superstitious ways just go for different looks and things of that nature. It just happened to coincide with playing that suspended game and then a full game against the Yankees. Nothing else into it.
Because if the Yankees wanted to pursue him in the offseason, they wouldn't need him to have shaved his beard to know how great a player he is, right? I mean, there's no doubt that if they signed him, Bryce Harper could fit into a Yankees philosophy clubhouse, right? I mean, that's not a question.
No. I mean, now, is there a question of what you're paying for? If you're going to pay $300 million over 10 years for Bryce Harper, what are you getting? Because the last few years, it's been amazing one year, good the next, back to amazing, and back to good. Like right now, he's playing like a solid to good major leaguer. He's not playing like a superstar. And he'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not breaking any news here. He's got to be better if the Nationals want to get to where they want to get.
Chris Rose joins us, MLB Network, Intentional Talk daily on MLB Network. You referenced the Yankees trying to unload Giancarlo Stanton potentially at the end of the season. Do you think they would look to try to do that?
Yeah, I do. If they're truly interested in getting Harper, in getting a Machado, things of that nature. And, the Dodgers might be interested at that point in bringing Stanton back home. He's from Los Angeles. I went to high school out there. So I suppose it's possible. It all really depends on how things shake down in October for each of those teams. I really honestly believe that.
In what way?
Well, the Yankees are going to be one of the favorites, even if they end up in that first wild card spot and have to really kind of earn their way to the World Series, that if they don't get any further than they did a year ago, then as great as the year has been in discovering young talent in Torres and Andujar and Herman and several others along the way, that they're going to look at their payroll and say, well, are there other ways that we can make moves just to better ourselves? And Stanton hasn't been great. He's been okay so far. He can still heat up as the summer goes along and go on one of those home run barrages that we've seen over the years, especially last year with him, and kind of earn his stripes. But, I think at this point, he's still kind of considered an outsider as far as Yankees go. I mean, he hasn't earned his just due up here yet.
Is that an unmovable contract, though? I mean, he's got more than $29 million.
Moved.
Well, but outside of the Yankees, would anybody And especially if he has a kind of a down year, which he's had, as you just referenced, he's got money coming to him until he's 37 years old at minimum $25 million. That's another, 10 years? You think even the Dodgers would, even if it's just the Dodgers, you think there's another team out there after a down Giancarlo Stanton year that would say, okay, I'll sign up for 9 more years of that contract?
It's possible. Listen, Prince Fielder's $200-plus million contract move as well. So I wouldn't put it past, there's ways to get creative. You can take a guy that's got a somewhat of a, decent deal in return. Matt Kemp's contract moved. And I get it was only a couple of years left, but people thought the Dodgers were just absorbing that and then we're just going to get rid of him. And look what he's done, right? Become an all-star type player again. So, yes, there are ways, even though we don't think it's possible as fans, there's always teams that see it a different way.
Chris Rose, Intentional Talk, MLB Network, joins us this morning here on the show. The Astros just ripped off another huge win streak, and it was just snap, but boy, they were phenomenal during that, 10-0 on the road during that. Is it possible the Astros are better than they were last year?
It's possible. I still think that you're going to see them make a move in the back end of the bullpen. I don't know what it'll be at this point. So I still think they're going to make a move because the three best teams far and away are the Astros, Red Sox, and Yankees, and you can shuffle them and reorganize them depending on what point of the season you're at, right? I mean, Boston came out so hot out of the gate, and then the Yankees started to roll, and then the Astros' offense just started hitting, and they completed a 10-0 road trip and then a 12-game winning streak. So the thing with the Astros that they have is that any guy they put out there in the playoffs on the mound to start the game, you're going to feel great about. The last 6 outs could be a grind for them unless they make some changes.
If they do make a move to shore up the bullpen, where do you think they go? Is there a closer out there? Is there a reliever out there that you think would potentially fix that problem for them in the latter innings?
Well, I think there's guys that can help them, and they all have warts, depending on what you're looking for. There's, Zach Britton just got activated off the DL, so he's going to need 7 to 10 appearances at least where people are comfortable with what he's doing, right? How he's feeling, how he's looking, and all that sort of stuff. Because a couple of years ago, he was unhittable. He was so darn good, Buck Showalter wouldn't even bring him in a playoff game. And then I think there's two guys in Cincinnati that a lot of teams are going to look at. There's Jared Hughes, who's a setup guy that doesn't get a lot of run but has had an excellent year. And then there's Raisel Iglesias, who comes with a little bit more of a price tag because he's got multiple years left on a contract, but is really versatile. He can come in, he can pitch in the seventh inning if need be. He can close games if need be. Those are guys on non-contending teams I'd keep my eye on now that Herrera has been dealt from Kansas City to Washington.
In the National League, who is more surprising as a division leader right now, the Braves or the Brewers?
Well, it's not close.
Braves.
I mean, what'd you expect out of the Braves?
Yeah, not much.
Nothing. Like they've struggled to win 70 games in recent years. In fact, I'm not even so sure they did. And we saw the tidal wave of young talent coming, but you didn't think that they could honestly push the Nationals, people considered the Mets, and a lot of people even thought the Phillies were ahead of them in terms of their progression. But the key to them, I mean, listen, the young talent they've got in that everyday lineup is almost unmatched around the league. The pitching staff is what shocked me. Right? I mean, Brandon McCarthy has pitched pretty well. Anibal Sanchez is kind of back from the baseball dead. Mike Foltynewicz has been wonderful. Sean Newcomb's been great. Their bullpen has got some guys that can throw gas out of there. I still think they're going to make a move out there if they really feel like they're in contention, which I believe they think they are. So it's going to be fun. 3.5 game lead at this point. Never saw it coming.
And finally, the Dodgers had such a disaster of a first month plus of the season, but they seem to have righted their ship. Do you think they've fixed the problems of the first 6 weeks of the season and they'll be contenders the rest of the way? Or will those warts come back and kind of rise up and show themselves in the second half of the season?
Yes to everything. How's that? We had this discussion yesterday on IT, and basically, you know, did the rest of the division miss an opportunity to put the foot on their throat? And Kevin made a point, yeah. I mean, like, if they're down double digits at this point, then you're feeling, you know, is that team that's leading the division, like, okay, we've taken care of the, you know, that snake that's led this thing the last 5 years. So they did miss an opportunity. You know, the Dodgers are still only four games over 500, but they weathered this storm, but they're not out of it yet because they still have all their starting pitching on the DL. I mean, Walker Buehler's a guy who came out throwing BBs, and now he's got that microfracture or whatever it is in his rib cage, and who knows when he's going to get back. Ryu's going to, you know, maybe we'll see him in August. Kershaw, we know that he's closer, but we don't know exactly when he's going to come back. And will he be the dominant Kershaw that we've seen over the last 7 or 8 years? You know, you don't know what that is going to look like. And Corey Seager's not coming back. So that's still a major hole. You know, he was always putting up consistent numbers when he was in the lineup. So I would still make them the favorite, but they still have question marks. So that's why I said yes to all of your questions.
All of the above, yeah, D. Intentional Talk, weekdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, MLB Network. And listen to the weekly podcast, Caught Listening, available on iTunes. And follow him on Twitter, at Chris Rose. Chris Rose of MLB Network joining us this morning on the show. Always good to catch up, buddy. Thanks so much, man.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay, Chris Rose joining us this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.